Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Joe, I'm going to pull back the curtain for 30 seconds. So earlier, Jeremy said, I was talking about the traffic. Chris said she's been on 8.95 for 30 minutes, and we got into a conversation about that. And Jeremy said, yeah, man, that's why I don't come out after 5 o'clock. Jeremy. It's me you talking to, bro. You haven't come out. Don't blame the traffic now. You've been a hermit for 5 years, man.
Yeah, I have.
So don't sit here blaming. Yeah, that's why. I just said, Jeremy, come on. Dude, you talking to me. He just put his head down.
I come out for birthdays, weddings,
yeah,
and funerals.
It's got nothing to do with the traffic in the tunnel now. Stop it.
Okay.
Just stop it.
He hit me with that, and I went back to the Alonzo Mourning gift. I was like, no, man, I don't come. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I don't come out unless I'm working.
It got nothing to do with the traffic. Stop it. All right, now the Baltimore Orioles is starting to see the fruits of the labor of, we got some people working out in front of us. The little workouts in front of us. I started to see the fruits of the labor of Mike Elias.
Everybody.
Is it time to back up the brakes truck for Elias?
Of course. It's been time. And look, I'm very good at spending other people's money. So
I'm an expert at it.
Yeah. And again, like when you start looking at the success of this organization, that's where it starts. It starts with the front office and what they've done. And I liked when Andy McPhail was here. I like some of the other front office people we've had. But realistically, starting from scratch and trying to build this thing back up and how quickly it happened, and the fact that a lot of their draft picks are just hitting and hitting at a, like, I mean, nobody was talking about drafting Colton Cowser.
No,
you know,
they criticized it, remember?
Yeah.
And that was criticism.
So even when they signed Adley and grabbed Gunner and they had the money there and they had.
Weren't they criticized for overpaying for Gunner? Too much bonus money?
Well, because some people thought they took Adley because it would be cheaper to take the catcher, I guess, than the shortstop.
Right.
And then when it came down to it, they had that second pick in the first round, that compensation.
So it was a reason for that.
Yeah, they'd set it up purposely that way.
So, I mean, they've missed some. Everybody does. But they have more hits than strikeouts right now. A lot more hits than strikeouts.
Yes.
Batting average doesn't matter to Sigma Dell, but if it did, his would be pretty high.
Is it weird that this team's not walking as much?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I think that changes by the end of the year, but it seems like a lot of the guys are more in attack mode.
You used the word setup a few minutes ago. Now imagine this setup. Early in the season, I'm showing to you, Jeremy, the scouting report is we're aggressive in the strike zone. So now you may be less inclined to pound the zone early to strike out in the count. So now you're nibbling, and I find myself in favorable counts because you're waiting for me to ambush you. Maybe this is the setup.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you don't want to start off soft and have yourself behind an account early in the season and let that be your reputation. You'd rather have the reputation of being aggressive and have pitchers afraid of you.
Yeah. And you know, like,
I'm not saying that's what it is, but just in case.
But, you know, like, approach can be, hey, we want this guy's throwing, like, I was, what was it? The one clip where they show Corey Seager on MLB Network, and it's like he swings at the first pitch 52% of the time.
Right. How does that work out for him?
He's great.
Okay.
But like I'm saying, when you get to the point and you start looking at it and you get your report back on a pitcher and it's like, hey, he likes to get that first strike over and he throws it about 70% of the time, like sometimes you're going to want to jump on that, right? Like,
yeah.
And again, the unluckiness that you can get into is jumping on it and now it's one pitch, one out if you hit it right at somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all kinds of things that happen in the game, but that's why I love baseball because as much as we want to try to predict things and tell you this is going to happen, that's going to happen, weird things happen. You know, like there was a game the other day where the pitcher was just lost.
Yeah.
And he got kind of a goofy check swing double play that got him out of the inning. Next four innings, shutout baseball.
Wow.
And it's a bad pitcher, too. I think it was the Nats pitcher, Trevor Williams. I'm looking at the first inning, bases are loaded. I'm like, this guy's in trouble, man. Thank God. This is exactly what I want. Let's get into the bullpen. Let's get this guy beat up. And then he shut it down for four innings. And it's weird how one thing can click, and all of a sudden you're right back in the zone.
Take that, Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah.
Let's go out to Rosedale and get Antonio. Good morning, Antonio.
Good morning. How
morning.
You guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Happy Taco Tuesday, guys.
You too.
Yes, sir.
You too.
Good Orioles win. First place, baby.
First place.
The Orioles lead baseball in home runs this season. Are we relying too much on the long ball? And you guys have a wonderful Taco Tuesday.
You too, and absolutely not. They can hit the long ball. The Orioles did. Well, last night they hit, what, two home runs? They also stole four bases. No. They're a team that's not relying on the home run. They're a team that can hit the home run. They stole four bases last night.
It's incredible, man.
Yeah. They stole four bases, hit a double, hit a triple. You know, no, they offensively fill the stat sheet. It's not like they're not relying. If they were a team that became this bloop and a blast team, then I'm like, yeah, you're relying too much on it. But we talked about it. I think I had this conversation with you. We talked about how much speed they have. And I think you asked, maybe it wasn't you. Anyway, I was asked, do you think because they could hit the home run, they're a little reluctant to run.
I said that yesterday.
And I'm like, no, I don't think so. I think they will run. And last night you saw they had four stolen bases, man. Two by Mateo, one by Westberg, one by Mullins.
Yeah.
Four stolen bases and two home runs. No, they fill the stat sheet.
Yeah, I think they do a little bit of everything. You got guys that are, you know, base hitters on this team. I think everybody can almost hit for power.
Yeah.
Depending on the lineup, of course. But I like the way that this team's assembled. My one concern, and I think people have it, is the back end of the rotation. We'll see what it looks like. And you can make moves to better that in the bullpen.
Mine is the bullpen more so than the rotation. Kevin in Ellicott City, what's up, man?
What's good, fellas? How you doing?
Doing well, man. How are you?
Good, man. I was just thinking about that. There ain't going to never be enough long ball in baseball. We just got to keep hitting nukes. And, you know, luckily for Jackson Holliday, I mean, look, it could be way worse. You could be on a team that doesn't hit at all.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of motion, a lot of motivation out in front of him, and I'm excited for these dudes to keep hitting the ball over the wall, man.
Absolutely. It's different from that 2012, the 14, 15 team. They can do more than that. They can. They can hit the long ball, and they can bleed you to death. Either way. Jeremy Kahn's Daily Line at 9:30, but on the other side, as we get closer to the draft, is a trade looking like a better option for the Baltimore Ravens? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Storming the castle with the Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
That's always an interesting thing. I think Steve would love us to do that. He's excited about that. His idea would be, not to give anything away, but he has what he calls the Bisciotti Reign of Terror, and that would basically be that you trade a 7th-round pick in any given year for a 6th-round pick next year, and then take that 6th-round pick and trade it for a 5, and then trade that 5 for a 4, And so, like, in 7 or 8 years, you'd have a first-round pick. And we've always talked about that, but we never get to that point.
It's kind of, I mean, that's like Dwight on The Office when he was going around bartering deals at their yard sale.
You know the great thing about that whole soundbite?
What?
The media was there for draft talk, and he told you nothing. It made you laugh. People ask me, you go to that? No. Why? You get nothing. You get nothing from that. Absolutely. You walk out probably more confused than when you walked in. And and that's the genius of Eric DaCosta. Used to be the genius of Ozzie Newsome. That's the genius. As we get closer to the draft in 2 days, Jeremy, is trading looking like a better option for the Baltimore Ravens?
Well, you got to find the trade partner. You're talking about just, are we talking about just moving picks?
And... Hey, look, man, get on the floor with somebody to dance with you.
Okay. Hey, you got to find it. And draft day, things get kind of crazy. People always wonder, why are they taking so long? They know who they're taking. Well, first off, the NFL wants them to take their allotted time so they can get to their commercials and all that. But you want to take it too because you don't know if somebody's going to call in with something last second that might overwhelm you. And yep. You go, man, I got to take, look, I like this player, but look at what they're giving us. And I wonder, I think the interesting move in this draft could be the third pick, the Patriots.
Uh-huh.
And then also what happens with Marvin Harrison Jr. If he just falls to Arizona and nobody tries to make a move to go up and get him. But yeah, I think the Ravens, I like what Ken said, move up a couple of picks, move up like five picks. The people that want him to jump up to 10 or jump up.
That's too much.
You got to give up a lot to get there.
That's
and they
way
don't
too
like
much.
To.
Let's say they feel like Kool-Aid may come off the board at 25, 26, and they can move up to that. I'm okay with that. If that's the guy you want, if that's the guy you covet, or one of the tackles, you know what I mean? If there's a guy that you covet that you had to move up 4 or 5 spots, Jeremy, I'm cool. I'm all right. You can't move up 20 spots. You give up 20 spots, you're giving up, like you said, too much.
All your draft picks.
Yeah, that's 20 spots.
Yeah. Well, remember, like when the Ravens moved up to get Haloti Ngata to move up one spot, you gave up a decent draft pick, right?
Yeah.
You're giving up a high draft pick just to go because that was the guy you coveted. Now, and then the Browns end up drafting Cameron Wimbley, and turns out that's who I think they wanted all along. But interesting enough, though, with the draft and some of the movements, it doesn't mean because you're trading for picks that you're going to get good picks. We saw that with Cleveland when I talk about the Julio Jones trade all the time. Cleveland used those. They had all these great picks, all this draft capital, and they drafted bad players. So it doesn't matter if you don't have a good front office, even if you make a good trade.
I remember Haloti Ngata saying that, you know, he always knew he'd be committed when he got drafted, but to know that somebody moved up to get him made him like, man, I gotta get more correct. I mean, they manipulated the draft to get me.
I remember like seeing something on him where they were talking about him taking off plays or could be lazy or something.
Mark Schlereth used to come on my show when I was on NST. He was a regular guest. I would get him like once a week. And when the Ravens drafted him, that's what he said about him on the show. I don't know what happened on TV, but he was not high on that pick at all. He didn't like it at all. Takes off plays. I talked to some people out this way because remember, Mark lived in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
He was not with that pick at all. Very little good things to say about him, to the point where initially I loved the pick, and then I'm like, oh, man, this offensive lineman telling me the guy taking off plays, maybe he knows something that we don't know.
Yeah, stinks saying he stinks.
Yeah.
You know, but
stink school, but stink was wrong.
Yeah, and again, maybe it's bad intel from some people. I just remember seeing that highlight reel of him running all the way around everyone down the sideline to make a tackle. And when you see that stuff, it's like, how can you, like, do you really think that guy takes plays off? I don't remember him taking plays off here.
I remember his first game against Tampa. He had a pick six, remember?
Yeah.
His first game.
Crazy, man.
Outrunning people. Wasn't Trevor Price on that team, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good football team.
Mm-hmm.
410-583-1057 is the number. I remember the year before, the season was basically over in Chicago. We went out to Chicago to see them play. Me and Ray Bachman and a couple of people all sitting together. And Ray Lewis left the field with an injury, and we lost. It was like midway through the season. I'm like, this season's over, man. This season's over. You knew it then. Because the team wasn't that good at the time anyway. Was that the year... They just drafted Mark Clayton, I want to say. Wasn't Mark Clayton 05?
Sounds about right. You'd have to look that up. Yeah. I don't remember offhand.
So it just wasn't a very good football team, man.
So our boy Ross Tucker tweeted this out. Breaking, just found out there's a team open to trading down, yet looking to trade up, but don't be surprised if they stand pat and make a pick. That's Ross Tucker.
It's a joke.
Yeah, he's making fun of it. Like, everybody says the same thing. Like, they could do this, they could do that, or they could just do this.
Hey, yeah, Joe just confirmed, 05, that was Clayton's rookie year.
Yeah, and then talking about, like, this draft in specific, I think there's a lot of really good wide receivers, some guys that are undervalued, and I just hope that they go to the right team. You know, when he started talking about Leggett and some of the other guys that we could see, I've seen the cat from Texas linked to the Ravens if he slides down. But, again, this is one of those years where I think maybe it ends up being the same thing, but best player available in need, I think they're taking a tackle.
Let me ask you a question, going back to Clayton. Why do people consider him a bust?
Because he didn't put up big numbers here.
Who did?
Nobody did.
It sucked. The offense sucked. In 5 years, check this out. In 5 years with the Ravens, he caught 234 passes, 3,116 yards, and 12 touchdowns. For this offense, yeah, that wasn't bad. It wasn't great, don't get me wrong. He had a year caught 67 catches for 939 yards and 5 touchdowns. And this offense... Remember, this is the same offense that Terrell Owens said, no thank you.
I'd rather do sit-ups in my driveway.
He got traded to Baltimore. No, I didn't. I'm not going. And people upset with Terrell Owens. I remember asking this one guy, we did an appearance at that place in Parkville. I forget the name of the place.
The Emerald Tavern?
No, not Emerald Tavern. The street over from there, near Parkville High. Anyway, where they throw all the bull roasts.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
The,
yeah, yeah.
The bar. The guy was like, I mean, he was livid. I can't believe that. I looked at him and said, so if you were a young wide receiver in your formidable years, would you want to bank your career on Kyle Bowler? He looked at me, paused. That's beside the point. No, it's the only point. It is the only point. I'm a wide receiver. You and I just talked about how delicate that position is. And you want me to bank my career on that guy?
Especially guys that are willing to go across the middle. Because remember, back in that time, in 2005.
Destroyed Todd Heap.
Yeah, I mean, they still had, you got jacked up, I believe, right? Mm-hmm. On ESPN. They had to get rid of that.
He destroyed Todd Heap. 410-583-1057. Let's go to Rashide. What's up, Rashide?
What's happening, guys? That's super, Rashide.
I'm never saying that. What's on your mind, man?
Superman.
What's on your mind, buddy?
What's happening? From Detroit, Michigan. But guess what, man? The Ravens is my number one team. And I don't want to see nothing more than there's nothing I want to see more than Lamar win a Super Bowl with the Ravens. Here's the key thing, though. Fellas, we can't fool ourselves. The wide receiver core is mediocre. You have a two-headed monster over there in Lamar and Henry, the mm-hmm. running game. That's mm-hmm. a two-headed monster. You're going to need another two-headed monster over there in the receiver core. I say bring back OBJ, bring in Antonio Brown, and then go get Hollywood Brown the next year after that. I'm talking about stockpile. You need a two-headed monster, a three-headed monster over there in the wide receiver core.
Let's talk about the monster.
I can't call him super anymore.
Odell Beckham Jr., 35 catches, 565 yards, 3 touchdowns. There's no monster. That's nothing monstrous about that. Nothing at all. By the way, Jason just texts McElvoy's.
McElvoy's, yeah.
McElvoy's is what I'm talking about.
See, all right. So this is interesting though. When you bring up Antonio Brown, what are you doing? For what? Where has he been recently that it's ended well?
Well, you can't even speculate on Odell Beckham Jr. what he would do here because he was actually here.
Yeah. We know what he did in the offense.
And he'll be 32 next year. I don't, there's nothing monstrous about that at all. Joe LaCroix's Encore 945, but on the other side, it's the Daily Line. What you got, Jeremy Kahn?
Yeah, I went 4-1 in my top plays yesterday. Missed going 5-0 by one run. That was my top overall play that I missed, but we'll talk about it. NBA, I swept the board in that, but I really like all the plays tonight. We'll talk about the NBA, Major League Baseball, and I have one hockey play for you as well. That's coming up next here in the Daily Line.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Big Bad Daily Line.
Sponsored by the Green Turtle Bet Parks Sportsbooks. This postseason, bet in person at the Green Turtle Bet Parks Sportsbooks. With locations in Canton and Towson, and enjoy the best-in-class sports wagering experience at their state-of-the-art facilities. Bringing an unmatched sports betting thrill.
105.7 The Fan.
Down three. Maxey with two. With one. Embiid's going to have to put it up for the tie. Flurry at the end of game two for the Knicks, and they win it 104-101.
That's over.
Yeah. That's courtesy of TNT, and it's dynamite.
It's over.
NBA playoffs. Interesting night last night. So I had a really good NBA night with the picks. I told you I wasn't picking the Cleveland-Orlando game, but if I did, I'd take the under. That was another snail. Oh, my God. It was just a snore fest. And then when you look at the other games that we had from yesterday, some interesting stuff there as far as the NBA goes, because we had the Lakers, who blew a 20-point lead at one point, and LeBron was screaming after the game. We also had the other part of it, which was that clip, the under in the Knicks game, which hit. Got a little dicey there in the end. Definitely didn't want overtime, so... but I'll take it. As I said, I went 4-1 in my top plays. The one that I missed would have been the Royals over. It was the best weather situation of the day. Pitchers were pitched a little bit better. Fell one run short of that, of getting a 5-0 day. So it's a little frustrating, but I digress. I'll get away from it. Props weren't good yesterday, but we'll be back at it today with some really good spots. So let's just dive right into it. I'll start with the NBA because I do love the NBA tonight. I love the Pacers to even this series up against Milwaukee. I love the fact that we get superstars coming back to teams, and everybody's like, well, they just beat them without them, so they've got to beat them again. No, it's a game-to-game situation. Certain players play differently.
Matchups.
Yeah, it's what it's about. And I love the Mavericks and love the over tonight. It's 216.5. It's dropped. It almost feels like they're begging you to take it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be on the Mavs, and I'll be on the Mavs over, and I like the Pacers a lot. The Suns-Wolves under, if people remember this correctly, that game was going under last time. And then we had that crazy fourth quarter where it just barely went over, I think, by a half a point. Is that the game? It doesn't matter. This game, I love it to go under. It's going to be a top play for me, the Suns and Wolves. Love the Pacers tonight. Love the Mavs over. I think we get some good games. The Mavs game last time went under because they scored 8 points in the second quarter. I'd never seen anything like it. And I'm not talking about just taking bad shots. They missed like six layups, point-blank layups. It was like there was a lid on the rim.
Yeah.
Just a crazy quarter. I'm sitting there watching going, is this really happening? Is this real life? Did they just score 3 points in 9 minutes? I mean, that's what happened in the second quarter, and then they rattled off a couple of shots at the end. So it was just an ugly, ugly game, and you know Luka's going to bounce back, so I love that spot for him. In the NHL, everybody's going to go to the Colorado-Winnipeg game. I think it was 7-6. I love the under. It's still at 5.5. I think that game was an anomaly, how crazy it got. I think the defense would step up. They know they have to. I would lean Winnipeg in the matchup, but I like the under more than anything. As far as baseball, Here's your weather today. There's some rain in the forecast. Looks like the Boston-Cleveland game might get postponed. They might have to play through some crap. We'll have to see. There is some rain in the forecast of the other games, but it looks like they should be able to get those other games in. And a lean to the Cubs over. The wind's blowing out at Wrigley. I have not seen, let me go back to it, see if I see a number. They didn't have the total out earlier in the last segment when I was doing this. Let's see if it's updated. No, still no Cubs line. The Cubs play later. The earliest game today is 6:40. Here's what I'm looking at for baseball. Orioles and Angels, I like it to go under 8.5. Grayson Rodriguez grades out really well today. He's in the top six of pitchers on the slate. And with Griffin Cannon, I think he's solid enough to keep this relatively close. I still like the under. San Diego, Colorado, I guessed that one right, that it was going to be a lower scoring game. Faded it in DFS, and I was right. I just didn't pick the right players from the right games. I think today's game goes over. San Diego, Colorado, it's 10.5. I think some people, it's giving them pause because you look at the matchup with San Diego and how good Michael King's pitched. I'm not concerned. This is his first time in Coors, from my understanding. Good luck. See how that goes. It's a little warmer there today than it was yesterday, so I like that spot. Yankees and A's, I'm going over 8. I do think the Yankees are a good play, but I don't give out 2-1 favorites. Just don't, because I feel like most guys will give you their record and tell you what they did. Hey, I went, like me, I went 4-1, but I'm not giving out -230 favorites.
Right.
I'm not doing that because, like, it's a foregone conclusion when you look at the Yankees and A's that you think the Yankees should win. Me telling you that they're going to win doesn't do anything. You know, like, it's,
you can figure that out on your own.
Yeah, and that's why, like, some of these guys hang their hat on it, or they'll take a -1.5. I won't do that when they're at home, although I do think they beat up the A's and Paul Blackburn today, so I like the over there. I like Seattle, Texas over 8.5. And I'm going back to Toronto, Kansas City over 8.5. A little better pitching matchup today is Gausman's going to be going for them for the Blue Jays. But Gausman hasn't been great.
He was okay
in his last start, I believe. But he hasn't been very good all season. He got knocked around. They're still stretching him out, I believe. I think he was better in his last game. Or did he get chased in the fifth? I thought you were looking it up. I'm over here looking at Rob. Like, is he looking it up? It's your segment, idiot. But yeah, so Gausman's had his struggle. So his last game against the Yankees, he gave up one earned run. And then before that, it was 6-5. It's just, he's had some struggles so far this year. So we'll have to see if he's getting stretched out and if he gets back to the form he had when he was competing for a Cy Young. My favorite plays tonight would be that Suns-Wolves over. I'm really bullish on the Pacers tonight bouncing back as they had Milwaukee's number. And you talked about it yesterday. You guys want to hear the worst beat? How many points did Damian Lillard score in the first half yesterday?
35.
You know what his over-under was in the game? How many points did he score in the second half?
None.
35.5. How on earth? You had Damian Lillard score 35 points in the first half, and you needed a half a point. You needed 1 point for it to go over. That was his prop since Giannis was out. So, and he didn't score a point. Doesn't that look crazy?
Looks suspicious. I mean, a little suspicious.
Yeah, it looks crazy. But I do like the Suns and Wolves under a lot. I like the Colorado over, which I don't give it out as much unless I feel like it's a really good spot. And Seattle and Texas going over 8.5 are my favorite plays today. So there you go.
There you go, Jeremy Kahn, 410-583-1057. Bryce's Town, Kai. What's up, Kai?
What's up, fellas? Jeremy nailed it. And I said that about the NBA. I had Damian Lillard, 45 points. That would have got me a good bag. And he didn't even play. He didn't even shoot the ball. Another thing, Jeremy, Tyrese Haliburton, man. And I know that's your guy. But how the hell did he make the USA team over Jalen Brunson and Kyrie Irving? This guy shot the ball 7 times the other day. Supposed to be a superstar. He's going at Damian Lillard, you know, putting the Dame time down. I think he's poking a bear. They're going to get swept, Jeremy.
You're crazy.
Indiana going to get swept. But, Rob,
they're a 1-point underdog on the road. They're going to be favored at home. You're telling me Milwaukee's going to go in there and beat them twice after losing every single game to them this year except this last one?
Did you see Dame comments? Tyrese pointed to his arm and said, what time is it now? That's why I said Dame was going to come at him. I think Dame going to have about 40 tonight. And look, guys, hey, Rob, you there?
Yep. No, he left.
Player in the NBA never missed a mid-range shot, man. Like you're hinting, he played for Indiana. This is amazing to me, bro.
He never missed a mid-range shot?
never missed a mid-range shot. I thought Jeremy probably noticed.
Who?
Sean Livingston never missed a mid-range shot, man. Y'all check it out. Have a good day. I'm coming down to the spot
right here. He's right. All right, 100%. One of those crazy stories, yeah. Yeah, never missed a mid-range shot in the league. They were talking about this during an NBA game.
How many did you shoot?
I don't know. I think it was like 40-some or something like that.
So enough for it to be impressive.
I mean, I'd have to go back. But you'd have to break it down. You'd have to find... Because when you go look at it, like Basketball Reference...
40-something is impressive.
I think that's...
If you tell me 5 or 6...
Well, maybe that's... What if it ends up being that? Did you find anything?
The stat says he's 1309 out of 1309. 1,309 mid-range shots.
Is that what it says?
Yeah, that's what it says right here.
That can't be... Are you on the internet? It's true. Everything I read on the internet's been true so far. But Joe's going to reputable sites.
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today. Maybe that when we come back right here on The Fan. Mic check 1, 2.
Thank you. Far too kind.
The only morning show in Baltimore that deserves a big bang encore.
Can I get an encore? Do you want more?
On 105.7 The Fan.
One last time, I need y'all to roar.
A lot of people chiming in at the barbershop.
Oh, he's that guy.
Yeah.
If you find that guy, you solve a lot of crimes. The unknown blackmail.
Yeah.
You got to find him, man. You got to find him. That dude is on the crime spree.
DWB. Man.
That's messed up. He got played for a stolen car. It wasn't even in the city. You did it. I wasn't there. Doesn't matter. What was that? Bill and Kumar? The black dude in the jail cell?
Joe, did you hear that? He took Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure and mixed it with Harold and Kumar.
Harold and Kumar. That's what
you said. Bill and Kumar.
Harold and Kumar.
Harold and Ted hanging out. Which one did they go back in time? Which one were they just getting high and going to White Castle?
White Castle was Bill and Kumar. You got me messed up.
It's Bill and Kumar.
You got me confused right now. That's the encore for the day. Now time for you to find out what we learned today.
What we learned. Sponsored by
LifeBridge Health. Care bravely. For more information, visit LifeBridgeHealth.org and stay tuned after what we learned for your daily Care Bravely check-in.
Joseph says it's going to be a long one. Yeah, we got a lot for you today. I got some birthdays, some personal. First, let's go over the athletes' birthdays. Warren Spahn's birthday would have been today. Two athletes we know about, we saw them play. Sam Madison, cornerback. Andrew Jones. Mm. Who's older?
Andrew Jones or Sam Madison? I'm going to say Sam Madison.
Sam Madison is 50 today. Andrew Jones is 47. Mm. You are correct. Also, some of my friends, Nikki Ford, celebrating the birthday today. DJ Ron, my Smokehound buddy, Robert Stokes, Katie Fitzpatrick, celebrating the birthday today. My former assistant AD, Kim McLaughlin, celebrating the birthday today. And my little cousin, Brandon Williams, down in South Carolina, celebrating the birthday today.
Happy birthday, little cousin.
There you go. Today's a couple of national days, too, Jeremy. Today is National Lost Dog Awareness Day.
Man, that's the worst feeling in the world when you lost your pet.
Yeah.
And you're trying to find it. You hope some good people find it and get it back to you.
I know. I remember losing you a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Today is also National Cherry Cheesecake Day. I love it. This is a little bit early for this day. National Picnic Day in April? Really?
Mm-hmm. I guess if it's nice out. Is it a little chilly out still?
And today is also National Talk Like Shakespeare Day. Jeremy, could you read me some Shakespeare?
Yeah, so I have some. Hey, Joe, you can join in on this. I have some song lyrics changed to Shakespeare if you want to guess them. I gave Rob some earlier, but these are all new ones.
You got to come with some of the ones you gave earlier, too, though.
Whom hath released the hounds? Whom? 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 Whom?
Who let the dogs out?
Yes. A female hath fruit-bottom denim pantaloons, heavy footwear adorned with animal skin.
Apple-bottom jeans.
My smooth dairy product attracts all the gentlemen to the recreational field, and they announce it's superior to thine.
My milkshake.
My apologies, Lady Jackson. I'm quite sincere. It was not my wishes to provoke thy daughter's sadness. I apologize numerous times.
Miss Jackson.
Yeah. Some of these are like frozen water infant.
Ice baby.
There you go. I love this one. They see me operating my motor vehicle. They aren't prejudiced.
They see me rolling.
I shout pop some tags. Only possess 20 shillings within my pocket.
Oh, that's Rob's dude.
That's Rob's guy, Macklemore.
Oh, that's why I didn't know it.
Pantaloons upon the ground, pantaloons upon the ground. Now resemble a jester with pantaloons upon the ground.
Acting like a fool with your pants on the ground.
These are so dumb, man. This is talk like Shakespeare Day. Let me see, was there another one I had for you that was really good? Some of these are just really stupid. Nah, that's probably... some of these are bad. I think I gave you all the good ones. So there you go. You want some jokes now?
I don't know how you can follow up on that one. But go ahead.
All right, so I got one here. Grasshopper walks into the bar, and the bartender says, "Hey, we have a drink named after you." And the grasshopper goes, "You have a drink named Carl?"
That's a classic.
Did you hear about the mute chicken?
No.
It didn't give a cluck. Sorry about the foul language. Wacka, wacka, wacka. My ex-girlfriend just told me she wants to get back together again. Man, I sure am lucky. I mean, first I win the lottery and now this. Did you get that one?
No.
She's coming back because I won the lottery.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's it. What did the carpenter say when he finished building his house? Nailed it. My wife asked, "Do you think I'm fat?" And I said, "No, why?" She goes, "Can you carry me to the fridge?" And then I said, "It might be easier to bring the fridge to you." We've done this one before, but it's a good one. How can you tell how heavy a Red Hot Chili Pepper is? Give it away, give it away, give it away now.
I don't remember that one.
You don't remember
it?
No,
I don't.
Maybe you weren't here that day.
I'm here every day.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay. I just asked the librarian if they had any books on paranoia. She said, "They're behind you." And I posted this one today about the, it was husband and wife, you know, driving the car. And I think guys will understand this. And it's, to me, it's great. I loved going through this. But it's like, before my wife, I don't know how, like, I slam them, like, driving up. You see somebody breaks 3 miles ahead of you. And then he said, before my wife, I never
he's
knew.
He's struggling right now, isn't he?
I was struggling to pull this up.
Go ahead.
Let me get this. Here it is. Before I got married, I smashed into the back of cars because I didn't have a wife to gasp and scream when someone braked 3 miles ahead. That's the one that I struggled.
I hate that Why? So much.
Why?
Only thing my girlfriend and I ever argue about is the way that I drive.
Oh.
Which is not, I have never had a moving violation. I've never been in an accident.
No, we heard you talk about driving. I can believe it.
Gah. I mean, my wife and I argue about stuff all the time, but it's always the grab the handle, yeah. You know, put her hand on. Oh,
put on the air brake. Yeah. How about drive yourself? I say that in my head.
And it's weird.
I don't say it, but I think it.
Yeah.
I'll be thinking it.
It's weird because when I do that to her and I'm sitting in the passenger seat, she hates it.
So did you make it through 9 innings last night?
No.
Joe?
Unfortunately, yes.
I'm with you. Unfortunately, I made it, and I'm feeling it.
Tonight,
you
know I'm really going to try.
You know what I'm going to do tonight? Make it through 9 innings again.
I got the Mavericks.
I don't know about that.
Got the Oreos.
I'm going to make it through there tonight. Got you, man. You got you, Joe.
But that Sixers game, really, I didn't watch any of that game except for the last minute. And I was like, well, I can't go to bed now because that was
insane,
cool.
Wasn't it?
And then just watching all these Philly people just lose their mind. It's
you
great.
Love that, don't you?
I love it, man.
Did you see Joel Embiid afterwards with his head in his hands?
Yeah.
Just like,
yeah.
Somebody said he was hiding eating a hot dog.
He promised that. He said they're going to win the series now. I don't think you should have said that, man.
They go back to Philly. I don't know the Knicks are going to win in Philly.
Like, people say a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. They need to go get Joel Embiid some help. Because, he hasn't had real help.
I mean, he had Harden and Maxey and Tobias Harris.
Harden didn't want to be there.
Well, I mean, he left, but I mean, I'm not arguing you need to get him help.
He and Maxey are fine.
Everybody else is getting help. Right. So, to say that, but you don't have to go out and find other superstars. You can build around Joel Embiid, but you worry about pissing him off at some point. And does he want out? Because there's already been rumors about him forcing a trade.
If I was him, I'm getting out of Philly.
They're calling this a top five loss of all time in Philly sports history.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a meltdown.
It's only game two.
Kawhi
Leonard was a lot worse than this.
Like he says, how they lost. Well, that may be a top five, too.
Who is that?
Losing the game seven losing to...
The man's name is Kawhi.
Yeah, Kawhi
Leonard. No, it's Kawhi Leonard.
We doing Shakespeare again?
Ah. Yes, that's the rub.
Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Taco Tuesday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.